Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig interkulturell.
Absolut interkulturell.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.
Hello and welcome to show 267 of our podcast, Absolutely Intercultural. Today we will talk about cultural expectations. Whether we like it or not, we are all trying to meet cultural expectations in our daily lives. Some of us may struggle with those preconceived ideas. Others insist we conform to cultural expectations. Back at school, for example, we may have noticed that others expected us to conform to male or female gender stereotypes. Can the expectations placed upon us help us to be successful in this complex world? And should we be grateful for cultural guidance on our path to success? Or will these well-meant pieces of you should be and you should feel advice become a very heavy burden and limit our opportunities? In this show, we are going to listen to the stories of Leo, Adhika, and Pravesh, all three confronted with everyday cultural expectations in very different places. At home, at school, or even in the street by a random person. In our first category, Absolutely Shameful, Leo tells us that because of the gender expectations of the other school kids, he had to stop playing with his favorite toy, which his parents had given him for his birthday. It happened to be a baby doll.
My parents didn't make a deal out of it, but when I was older, I never talked about it because I was ashamed of having a doll, actually.
In our second category, Absolutely Small, Adhika, an exchange student from Azerbaijan, describes how a random stranger approached her to help her with her heavy bags outside the supermarket.
I'm a small girl and my height is just 1 meter 50 centimeters. And one day I was in one of the supermarkets in Remagen and then I had very heavy bags.
So how will Adhika react to this helpful stranger? Is she going to get angry at him? Finally, in our last category, Absolutely Reversed, Pravesh from Pondicherry University in the south of India explains that in Indian families, usually the sons are expected to bring in money for the family. For him, this is different. In his family, the financial help actually comes from his successful sister.
In India, the opposite is actually the common case. The son usually supports his brother or his sister to get educated. But in my case, it's my sister.
Let us begin the show. In our first category, Absolutely Shameful, let us listen to Leo, who shares with us that his parents' ideas about gender education were a little unconventional. At a very young age, they gave him a baby doll, with which he used to play happily during the kindergarten, where this was accepted and seemed a good choice for him. At school, however, this changed completely, and he was expected to be interested in toys like cars and robots, just like the other boys.
I would say my family was probably a little bit more unconventional. My parents never really expected me to play with typical boyish stuff like cars. And for example, when I was like 4 or 5 years old, my parents decided to give me a baby doll, which I really wanted to have at this age. So they gave it to my birthday. So I was walking around with my doll in my backpack and going to the kindergarten. And I never felt judged at that age because my parents actually, they supported me in my wish to have a doll. But afterwards, when I grew older, I always felt like I have to make it a secret that I actually had a doll because I thought people would make fun of me as a boy who was playing with a doll.
Okay, so you felt really uncomfortable playing with your doll while other boys were playing with cars and robots and typical boy toys?
No, I mean, when I was at that age, 4 or 5 years old, it was fine to me because I really didn't think about any gender norms because my parents didn't make a deal out of it. But when I was older, I never talked about it because I was ashamed of having a doll, actually.
So by the time you got older, you were thinking more and more about expectations that society gives you.
Exactly. Especially when I got into school, I think I started to think about all these kind of stereotypes and how to behave as a boy and stuff like that.
Did you start to behave more like a boy?
I think so, because I really wanted to adapt more to my environment, but eventually it doesn't really work out. I mean, I really never felt like I want to play so much with these super boyish things like cars, and I never really fit into this whole environment.
If you made a conclusion about expectations, what would you say? Expectations kind of ruin our authenticity, or they encourage us to be more part of a society and they have positive impact?
I think they can have a positive impact in terms of how to behave properly and peacefully in the society. Like, there's the expectation that you are not supposed to be violent to other people, but this is not just an expectation, it's also a law. But in terms of stereotypes, it's really harmful, actually, especially to kids, but also to adults, because it just stops them to express their authenticity, in my opinion.
Well, the baby doll and we are very sorry to hear that the inflexible gender expectations of the other boys limited Leo's options at school, and that he had to start playing with toys that he didn't even enjoy, just because he was expected to conform to gender stereotypes. In our second category, Absolutely Small, we interviewed Adika. Adika got into the awkward situation where a random man politely asked her whether she needed any help carrying her bags outside the supermarket. The stranger probably assumed that she wouldn't be able to carry the bags because of her own height. She's only 1 meter and 50 centimeters tall. Well, in a world where we often speak about gender equality, this helpful question turned into an awkward situation.
I'm a small girl and my height is just 1 meter 50 centimeters. And one day I was in one of the supermarkets in Remagen, and then I had very heavy bags. I was carrying them on the road and accidentally one guy came and he asked me, "Do you need any help?" And I was somehow surprised because it never happened to me before. And my reaction was like, "Why do you think that you should help me?" And his answer was, "Because Germans are taller, but you are so small, and in your face I see that I can help you." So here, his expectation was like, if I am small girl, it means that I cannot carry my own bag.
Were you angry about it? That a man can thinks that you aren't able to keep your own bags?
Okay, I think that no, I was not angry. I can also carry my bags by myself. But here's the point also about kindness. Mm-hmm. And I mean, if the person wants to help me, mm-hmm. why should I refuse about? I know that I had another choice to carry these bags and I was carrying them on the way. So
So are you having these kind of expectations in your benefit?
Yes, I am somehow benefiting from being small, to be honest. Yeah. Sometimes it really helps. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it helped in that case also.
Did you benefit from this kind of expectation also in other situations? Like, for example, at your home?
Yes, but at my home, I am more angry when my brother trying to take the things from the last shelf in the kitchen. I would thinking about taking the chair and then taking my stuff from the last shelf in the kitchen, but accidentally I see my brother behind me and he already took it. And the point is that he's always joking about this and it makes me angry. But for the people whom I don't know, I would say that I am just benefiting from this.
This is really funny because I have the opposite problem. I'm very tall, almost 2 meters. In supermarkets, I sometimes feel that I should help smaller people reach products from the top shelves. I used to offer my services, like the stranger did to Adika. But sometimes I got rejected so aggressively, one time even by a person in a wheelchair, that nowadays I wait until people explicitly ask me for help. Yep, I used to be helpful, now I'm politically correct. Finally, in our last category, absolutely reversed, we will listen to Pravesh, an Indian exchange student. He shares that in a conventional Indian family, the son is usually expected to bring in some money for the family. However, in his family, the gender roles are reversed, as his sister is working in a very big company and she's empowering Pravesh, the smart kid, to get a good university education.
I was kind of the smarter kid in my whole extended family, so I was expected to go places and everything. So there were expectations from early on in my life, and I think I'm doing a good job at it, considering that I'm in Germany right now, yeah.
Did your parents also expect the same for your sister?
My parents are not educated, so they wanted her to be educated and to graduate university. She graduated in bachelor's, and she's also actually working in a big logistics company.
Are your parents happy about your sister's achievement now?
Yeah, they are very happy because after my schooling, my parents could not actually support my education. So then my sister got the job and she started supporting my education for my undergraduation and for my post-graduation was funded by my sister. So yeah, they are very proud and it is all surreal for them because having a daughter that supports her brother and yeah, they are very happy.
Is it common in India that Indian families expect for their daughters, for their older daughter to help also her younger siblings?
In India, the opposite is actually the common case. The son usually supports his brother or his sister to get educated. But in my case, it's my sister, so it's not that common. I'm special in that case. Parents, they are very proud because they wanted this for us, the siblings. Yeah. They wanted us to support each other and empower each other.
Does your sister expect something back from you?
So yeah, there are expectations. So she expects me to be good at academics. She wants me to be successful and responsible. And yeah, a good brother.
What about your parents? What do they expect from you when you go back to India?
They want me to land a job first so that I can support myself and my family, my parents. So yeah, that's the first expectation. They want me to support my extended family, my cousins and everyone, to advise them to get how to be good at studies and get good opportunities for their life, and they want me to empower the family. So that's one of the expectations, yeah.
Thank you, Pravesh, for sharing this beautiful example of how a gender expectation is compromised in order to achieve a more important goal, a good university education for several siblings. We are happy that his parents embrace this reverse distribution of cultural roles. What about you? Did you ever have to change your behavior or your plans because of the cultural expectations that other people had for you? Write a comment or mail us. We could do a follow-up interview with you in one of our next shows. On our webpage, www.absolutely-intercultural.com, you can get more information about this and previous episodes, and you can leave comments. And if you enjoyed the show, please like us on Facebook too. By the way, did you know that we are also on iTunes or Apple Podcasts? You can subscribe to us there for free and give us a rating and a comment. Our next show will be coming to you on the 5th of November. Until then, reflect on the cultural expectations that you are trying to fulfill and bleiben Sie absolut interkulturell.
Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig interkulturell.
Absolut interkulturalisch.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.